to another edition of Lapland Caribbean Sun. My name is Rankin. You call me Iowa. With me in studio is my baka. We there, C4.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, C4 Sound System. Quickly, let me say to you, if you'd like to write to us, you write to Tell Iowa, T-E-L-L-I-W-A, at RCISaintLucia.com. You can also hand deliver your letter to our studios in Sans Souci. And folks, believe me when I say to you, we the letter people would love to read and discuss your situation right here in the program, letter on RCI. But just remember that letter is rated E for everyone. Everybody. Folks, we want you to keep it clean. We want you to be passionate. We want you to argue if you have to, you know, but keep it clean. And you do not have to agree with anything I say. We could agree to disagree. Okay, folks? Right. The number you need to dial is 4523046. If you're calling from overseas, 1-758-4523046. Please turn down the volume on your radio, your computer, your smart speaker, or whatever device you're listening to us on. Just turn it down before you call. We want to hear you loud and clear. First-time callers, just identify yourself. All you need to say is, I'm a first-time caller. We love first-time. We absolutely adore y'all. In fact, we like all our callers, but the first-time ones, why? Let's get into this afternoon's letter. This afternoon's letter is a gentleman who has written, since I see the Gasser and the Rankin. Ready, C4?
Yeah, man.
Let me go. Rankin, I like the girl bad, eh? But Gasser, the girl don't want me to talk to nobody. I cannot even look at somebody. Now, she tell me it does make her feel uncomfortable. Rankin, if I walk in town with her and my eyes fall in somebody's eyes and the person smile for me, the girl does hit me. Yeah, you one of them, you have party? You have one of those? I tell her she have to calm down. I have friends, and the girl just don't want me to talk to any other woman. We went in the mall to get some stuff for her. We got separated in the store because she went to look for whatever. Rankin, the store is a woman's store selling hair and hair stuff and thing. As you might know that place in the mall. A friend of mine was in the store. I didn't see her, but she saw me. Rankin, when that girl meet me, it's endless excitement. We have been friends for a while. So when my friend saw me, she shot me and she ran up to me and hugged me. That is how she is. When my girlfriend heard the girl call my name, Rankin, the girl... Rankin, the girl watched me with one kind of attitude. So I tell my friend who shouted me, let's go outside, because I don't know. Move it. Let's go outside. Rankin, my girl came outside asking me endless questions in front of the girl.
But he's today.
Yeah.
Maji you today.
It's one of them fellas, guys.
Anyway, let's continue.
Oh, the girl there, who's that? Where she know me from? Then she asked the girl, who are you? What you have with my man? And she playing, she laughing. So the girl tell her, no. Wait, I get confused there. What? I get confused there. I lost. Wait. All right, let me understand. A friend of mine was in the store and I didn't see her, but she saw me. Rankin, when that girl meet me, is endless excitement. We have been friends for a while. So when my friend saw me, she shot me and she ran up to me and hugged me. That is how she is. When my girlfriend heard the girl call my name, Rankin, the girl watched me with one kind of attitude. So I tell my friend who shouted me, let's go outside, because I don't know. Rankin, my girl came outside asking me endless questions in front of the girl. Oh, oi, the girl there, who's that? Where she know me from? Then she asked the girl, who are you?
Mm-mm.
What you have with my man?
Mm-hmm.
And she playing, she laughing. So the girl tell her, no. We're just friends. And my friend just moved one time. My girlfriend was just out of place. She even went as far as accusing me of not having respect for her. Gasser, I was so embarrassed. I went in the car. As I Rankin, the girl just follow me to see if I go in where I say I go in. And if I say I have to go somewhere, she always want to come. And the biggest problem I have with that girl, Gasser, is my phone. She always have to ask who I talking to on the phone. If my phone rings, she want to answer or she want to see who calling. Now, to avoid that, I just put my phone on silent. Rankin, I don't know what kind of man the girl had before, but she tell me because of what she went through with her ex, she want to protect what we have, which is why she does behave like that. But that girl need to control herself. I don't like when she start acting like a mad woman. Because I don't know how she was able to unlock my phone.
What?
She searched the phone. Because I don't know how she was able to unlock my phone. Bro, the girl go through my messages and thing. I was sleeping. I just heard the girl screaming. So I'm asking her, what happened? Ranking, the girl have my phone in her hand. And she crying. Drama! So I rushed to grab my phone. She threw the phone behind me and it hit me in my face. So I punch her on her arm. See the same? Oh, she calling police for me. I say, I ain't staying home because something go happen in the house. Rankin, she refused to let me leave the house. I go left. She blocking me. I go right. She blocking me. Oh, drama, boy. Rankin, she stand up in front of the door. Why? Oh, she want answers. I push her. She send the TV remote behind me. Now the own remote mashup. Oh, man. As I just go, because I seen his licks I go give that girl. I left home after 7 in the night. I go down the road. She says she bring in the police and take me. I came back home after 11. By that time, she does be sleeping. Boy, Rankin, the girl up. Rocky, the girl up waiting for me. Mororo. I like that girl. For some reason, I like that girl.
What?
Hey. Mororo. Who is so-and-so? Who is this person? Who is that person? Crying. Oh, she cannot trust me. Oh, why hurting her? Oh, boy, that is drama. That girl has drama, you see, for. That girl has a lot of drama. And at that point, I tired. I just want to sleep. Ranking, I go on the bed, I cover myself, and I put a pillow to cover my hand because I ain't want to hear quarreling in my head. Cause the girl threw a jug of cold water. Cause the girl threw a jug of cold water on me, and the water had ice. What? When I jump from the bed to go behind her, she run by the road screaming. I tell her that girl have drama. When I jump from the bed to go behind her, she run by the road screaming. I go back in the room, remove the sheets on the bed. I took care of it. I see she put some clothes in her bag, and a girl she working with came to pick her up. Rankin, to be honest, that girl can be the sweetest girl when she make up her mind. When she home, I don't have to do anything. And on top of that, she beautiful. The nice ones. But no matter what my behavior is in the relationship, the girl cannot be behaving like that. It's just about 2 years since we're together and she making things difficult. That girl claim she really like me. But Gasa, I just don't know. Sometimes I feel like she don't like me and she's just pretending, Rankin, because everything cannot be my fault. The girl insists it's me making her crazy.
Making?
I get mad, imagine.
What have you seen again?
What I have to do, Dread? How am I dealing with that? Or should I even remain in that? Let me read it one more time so you get it properly. And then you call us at 452-3046. Rankin, I like the girl body. But Gasa, the girl don't want me to talk to nobody. I cannot even look at somebody. Now, she tell me it does make her feel uncomfortable. Rankin, if I walk in town with her and my eyes fall in somebody's eyes and the person smile for me, the girl does hit me. I tell her she have to calm down. I have friends. And the girl don't want me to talk to any other woman. We went in the mall to get some stuff for her. We got separated in the store because she went to look for whatever. Rankin, the store is a woman's store selling hair and hair stuff and thing. I know where that is. A friend of mine was in the store. I didn't see her, but she saw me. Rankin, when that girl meet me, it's endless excitement. We have been friends for a while. So when my friend saw me, she shot me and she ran up to me and hugged me. That is how she is. When my girlfriend heard the girl call my name, Rankin, the girl watched me with one kind of attitude. Wow. So I tell my friend who shouted me, let's go outside because I don't know. Rankin, my girl came outside asking me questions, endless questions in front of the girl. Oi! The girl there, who's that? Where she know you from? And she asked the girl, who are you? What you have with my man? And she laughing. So the girl tell her, no, we just friends. And my friend just moved one time. My girlfriend was just out of place. She even went as far as accusing me of not having respect for her. Because I was so embarrassed, I went in the car. As I ran in, the girl just followed me to see if I go in where I say I go in. And if I say I have to go somewhere, she always want to come. Huh. And the biggest problem I have with that girl, Gasser, is my phone. She always have to ask who I talking to on the phone. No wonder the girl doesn't search the phone around. If my phone rings, she want to answer or she want to see who calling. Now to avoid that, I just put my phone on silent. Rankin, I don't know what kind of man the girl had before, but she tell me because of what she went through with her ex, she want to protect what we have, which is why she does behave like that. But that girl need to control herself. I don't like when she start acting like a mad woman. Son, I don't know how she was able to unlock my phone. But them girls are Zuradi. Them girls are Zuradi. You know?
Papa.
Gasa, I don't know how she was able to unlock my phone. Bro, the girl go through my messages and thing. I was sleeping. I just heard the girl screaming. So we're asking her, what happened? Ranking, the girl have my phone in her hand. Boy. And she crying. Trauma. So I rushed to grab my phone. She threw the phone behind me and it hit me in my face. So I punch her on her arm. Oh, she calling police on me. Boy, bro, you have to be careful, eh? Don't raise your hand on them, bro. You wrong for that already, eh? I say I ain't staying home because something go happen. It's happening in the house. Rankin, she refused to let me leave the house. I go left, she blocking me. I go right, she blocking me. Rankin, she stand up in front of the door. Oh, she want answers. Boy, I push her. She send the TV remote behind me. Now the remote mash up. Huh? Asa, I just go because I seen his licks I go give that girl. I left home. After 7 in the night, I go down the road. She says she bringing the police and take me. I came back home after 11. By that time, she does be sleeping. Boy, Rankin! The girl up! The girl up waiting for me. Mororo! Who is so-and-so? Who is this person and that person crying? She cannot trust me. Oh, why hurting her? And at that point, I tired. I just want to sleep. Rankin, I go on the bed. I cover myself. I put a pillow to cover my head. Why? Because I want to hear crying in my ears. I said, the girl threw a jug of cold water on me. Wake up there, my G. I didn't wake up there. The water have ice. I get really terrible, guys. Huh? When I jump from the bed to go behind her, she run by the road screaming. What drama you have. I go back in the room, remove the sheets on the bed. I took care of it. I see she put some clothes in a bag and a girl she working with came to pick her up. Rankin, to be honest, that girl can be the sweetest girl when she make up her mind. When she home, I don't have to do anything. And on top of that, she's beautiful. I tell her, you see the pretty ones? Boy, you gotta be careful of the pretty ones. She's beautiful. But no matter what my behavior is in the relationship, the girl cannot be behaving like that, Rankin. It's just about 2 years since we're together, and she's making things difficult. That girl claims she really like me. But Gasa, I just don't know. Sometimes I feel like she don't like me. And she's just pretending, Rankin, because everything cannot be my fault. The girl insists it's me making her crazy. What I have to do, Dread? How am I dealing with that? Or should I even remain in that? 4523046 is the number to call. Let's take our very first call. Good afternoon. Thank you for holding. Let's let us hear you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Good afternoon, Letla on RCI. You are on the air.
See, for me, man. No, not me. I do good. Huh?
Yeah.
For me, I do good.
Hold on. Let me just drop it again. Let's go. 4523046. Let me see if was me. I did the wrong thing. Well, that's something, you know what I mean? And it's pressing the wrong button sometimes. What is your take on this afternoon's Letla? Let us know what you're thinking, what is happening. What are your thoughts on this afternoon's Letla? Letla on RCI. But tell them, 4523046 is the number to call. You know, and I'm thinking that, boy, what? Why is she behaving like that, people? What? I mean, what kind of girlfriend, you know, are you? Huh? What would cause you to behave that way? Even if the man doing magic. Let's go back to the phone. Let me see if I get it right this time. See if I wonder. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
To you, caller. Hey. What's up? Caller, I don't know what's happening to you there today. You're not coming in good, huh?
Hello? Hi.
Hi, caller. We can hear you now. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. No, we can hear you now. Hello, caller?
Hello?
Hello? I don't know, man. 4523046 is the number to call. This is Letla. And I see her. Is she coming back, by the way? She go with a friend. Is she even coming back? Bro! Casa, you better get prepared for the worst, you know. You better be prepared for the worst.
Right.
She gone with a co-worker. You say, whether or not she's coming back, I don't know. You know? And do you even want her to come back, bro? You know? And is she behaving like that because of what you are doing? Or is it because of what she has been through? You know, it is said that a lot of people bring baggage into relationships, you know. C4. Let's go back to the phone. Good afternoon. Letla, you're on the air. Me say, I suspect we have an old phone, eh? I don't know. I suspect our phone might be... On C4? No? Let me try it. Let me see if I get a good one. Try that one there. Good afternoon. Letla, on RCI, you're on the air.
Afternoon? Something is wrong.
Let me just see. Okay, 4523046. I don't get a good. Let me see if we get a good one. 4523046 is the number to call. Letla on RCI. Yeah, I was saying, why is she behaving that way, people? All right, let's try that line. See if we get that line. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Letla on RCI.
Okay, Team RCI, it working, but I go to call you back.
All right, it working. Thank you very much. Thank you. It working, eh? Thank you for that. Thank you for making sure that it works. 4523046 is the number to call. I was asking the question, why are you behaving like that, ladies? You know, what causes that kind of thing? Can somebody have you behaving so crazy? Let me go back to the phone. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello,
Letla, you on here?
Yes.
Yes, caller, go ahead.
The story was nice. I really liked it. The girl was completely crazy and yeah, it was nice.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. We're listening to you.
It was nice, but the one problem I had was the part where she was trying to block you, but it was nice.
All right. Thank you very much for your contribution. It was nice. Thank you. It was nice. I mean, you can't be in a relationship and your partner, you know, wants to go out. Individual, and that's a mistake that a lot of people make. When you're vexed, what y'all let's do, Missy? Why y'all behaving like that? How y'all could be in that kind of
throwing things?
Yeah, that's how the relationships are, Missy. That's how a relationship is. Let's go back to the phone. A relationship can't be like that. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're on the air.
No, I want to hear a female perspective. I'll call back, but I want to hear the female perspective.
All right,
the woman did. Nowadays, that's what they're doing in 2023.
You bash up phone, get on, block you when you're trying to go?
Yeah, that's how they're controlling. They're on the go if you where you're going. if you're going somewhere, they're saying they don't believe you, you know, so if your partners, this and that. But I don't have the female perspective. All I'll right. call back.
Thank you very much, partner. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So the phone working there, people? 4523046 is y'all. Maybe y'all have an old phone. Maybe they mash up your phone. Let's go back. Good afternoon. Let Lano CI, you are on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, good afternoon. All right, I don't know. Some of your phones have issues. Yeah, but what I was saying, but what kind of relationship is that? And the partner just said, ladies, now you need to clarify things, you know? Let us know what's going on. Why? Why is it that some of you behave that way? I mean, you allow people to control you that way. Harry is saying, that's a, by the way, is she coming back? See, for you think I get coming back there?
I doubt it.
She coming back. She coming back. I think she coming back. You know, I mean, what? And ladies, so your
boyfriend.
Well,
they have a girlfriend, so a co-worker.
Well, I guess she go have fun. She go have fun. Try that line. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you on the air.
Team RCI.
Hey! You coming in clear. I like that call. You clear.
Landline.
Oh, well, all right. Let's go. Let me hear from you.
He has a problem.
Yeah? The fella?
For tolerating that for 2 years? And you're still thinking of tolerating it some more, wondering if she's going to come back and what to do.
Yeah, but the money love, Gasa. Hey, what are you talking about?
Oh, how, my goodness.
You see how we are? You see how some of us men are? Some of
but
us
that's a psycho. Good. She needs psychological help. Whatever it is, whatever relationship she had before must have done something to her. Mm-hmm. That's not normal behavior.
It's not a corner, and it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. So you're saying if you are in a somebody's listening right now and they are in a relationship like this, they should leave immediately?
Voila. Yes, because what I'm saying, what he has to do is sit down. Is this the person I would want to spend the rest of my life with? With yeah. that and having to go through that behavior.
Right.
Am I willing to work with her? To get psychological help, because it depends. When you're in love, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And if he has tolerated it for 2 years, that means he's really in love. But what I'm saying, women also have to behave themselves, because you will not tolerate that behavior from a man.
Yes, well said, Kuala.
Because she's already threatening to call police for him when he has retaliated against her, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, she did send phone in the man's face, all kind. What kind
so,
of
so
that's
so
the same man you're going to go and make love with?
So go ahead, if you're in a relationship, as a woman, if you're in a relationship and you have feelings for, you have deep feelings for the man you're with, Kola. And maybe, because sometimes women are jealous, right? They get jealous. So how do you deal with him talking to another person? Do you go up to the person, ask questions? Hey, do you ask him, who is that? You know, what you have with that person?
No. Manners and respect. You see a man talking to somebody, you stand aside and wait. And if you have questions, you wait till he's finished.
Stand
till
aside
he's finished
and
speaking
wait.
And ask him. But you don't go and challenge us.
That's
embarrassing the man.
Kuala, stand aside and wait?
But if you and your man together, and he's talking to somebody, you don't just go up in the middle of them and that's bad manners. You won't do it to your friend.
Oh,
why?
Signal from afar. Hey, hello. It's time to go.
You know.
You can do that?
No, well, between the two of them, they should know each other's body language. So when he looks at her and he sees, he will know, you know,
Kuala,
if he's taking too long.
What I'm saying is that's another option. Instead of going up and making a fool out of yourself, you could call him and say, hey, you know, I'm ready, or something like that.
Instead no, but the way the letter is written, he didn't give the indication or the impression that he was taking too long. You know, he just said the girl came up to him and, hug him and thing. And when she heard that, she came up and wanted to know who's that, all kind of thing.
Yes.
Now
yes,
that
yes.
You're treating the man like a little boy now.
A little boy. Yeah.
I will let somebody else give their views, but
thank
to
you.
Me,
he shouldn't go back there.
If that was my son, I would give him that same advice.
Paula, before you go, though, what is your take on searching the phone if you want to find out what is going on?
That's another thing, too. If he wants you to see what's in his phone, he will give you access to it. Give him his privacy if he has his phone on lock. and he doesn't give you access to it, you could do the same with yours. And then the two of you will decide together if you want each other to have access to your phone.
So here's the follow-up question. Why have a lock on your phone that your partner cannot access? Your phone? Well, you can't go through your phone. Why?
No, I think some people, their phone is like their personal stuff. They have an affiliation like, that's my phone and stuff. People, you know.
Out of
it, sometimes it may not mean that they have anything to hide, but just the fact that they can do it, they do it.
So just the fact that they can have a lock on the phone, they just put a lock on it.
Right.
Oh, that's what it is.
You know. But people have to trust each other and stop getting... that's bad behavior. That's bad manners. He has to decide whether he wants to... He loves her enough to work with her to get psychological help, because that's not normal behavior. If not, he will have to split before something happens and he gets arrested.
And Kona, coming out from one relationship with a whole lot of drama and going into the next one, you bring in the drama, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Because you have not resolved past problems, past issues. So that poor person you go and unleash yourself on will be on. Gone.
Thank you very much. And that's serious thing, eh, people. That's really, really something serious, eh? Those of you, and we spoke about that in the, last week's Let Lie Know. Those of you coming from one relationship and you're going into a next one. Bye! Good afternoon. Let Lie Know, see how you're on the air.
All right, Team RCI.
Yay!
Not ready for you now.
Let's go, Carla. Talk to me, Carla.
Listen, how many... Okay, so people have to realize that people are not their properties. Like, what is wrong with human beings? You do not own anybody.
Not even if you're married.
Whether you're married, you don't own nobody. Marriage allows you to spend your time with this person legally, right?
Right.
You see it before God.
Right.
You make a vow to each other. You understand? That's your person. You found the person that you want to spend the rest of your days on this earth with. You get me? You still do not own that person. You cannot put rules and regulations and dictate what the person does, regardless of whether you're married or not.
Mm.
And so for her to be that controlling, you see, the shoe is always on the other foot. It's always the guy's being controlling and the guy's being abusive, but he's in an abusive relationship.
Yeah,
that's abuse.
Why are you coming out?
Well,
obviously he likes her, Carla. I think he likes her.
He likes the people. What do he say? She's a pretty girl.
Pretty.
Right?
And
okay, so
taking
you see where his priorities lie in having a beautiful woman on his side, regardless of how psycho he himself has said she is.
Yeah, you're nice, Carla. You're nice. Be so nice. Let me tell you, trouble to let y'all go away. And that's the truth.
But it goes both ways, because it's the same way we sit and we wonder why women don't leave abusive relationships. Most of the times you have to allow people to leave on their own, because you have to be ready, right? Again, it's a thing of being ready to walk out on a situation. And it can be for a number of reasons. The way the person make you feel.
Connor, wait a minute. You must always be ready. Is that what you're saying?
Of course, listen, anybody in an abusive relationship before Iowa, if you all have ever known anybody in an abusive relationship, you begging that person to leave that person that they're not going.
Sure.
You can do everything in your power, and unless they are ready to walk out of the situation, and most of the time, 90% of the time, it's fear. It's fear of what's going to happen to them.
Like the man go beat them or something?
Or something like that. Exactly, yeah. Because they know what it is that they endure. Now, for him, I don't know why he stayed in a toxic relationship. He alone knows why. You get me? You've claimed that she's psycho. Obviously, she put in her hands on you. She behaved, regardless of what it is that he has done, it gives her no right. That's a toxic situation.
Hey, Anna, isn't that typical woman behavior?
No, we're going to stop you right there.
All right. Now, Carla, you see, that's Letla. And we're talking the things. Right. So we're going to talk the truth.
Let us speak the truth.
You're the partner, Carla. The partner, say, Iwa. I call in because I want to encourage you women to call. He wants to hear the women's perspective on this issue.
Now, don't get me wrong. He is right in some of the things that he's saying. Okay, like they want to follow you everywhere. I think when you're in a relationship, it is important for you to have your separate friends, and it is important to go out without your partner.
Carla,
it is important to have the space.
Don't lose your train of thought, Carla, but hear that. Listen to what I'm saying. Who's that person?
Sorry?
No, I'm just listen to me. Listen to me, Ekona. And tell me if that doesn't sound familiar. Who's that girl? Where you know her from?
Of course. The same way you all say, who's that fella?
Where you know me from? Where you going? Where you going? Why I cannot come with you? You going, I come in too.
No. And listen to me. You are correct, right?
But that's why I'm telling you, typical.
But it's not all women. No. You generalize it. Well, you didn't generalize that. You're like all women. Not all of us. Okay, not all of us. There are certain women that are okay with that. And again, that comes down to the communication in your relationship. You see, when you are transparent, these things don't bother you because you don't have nothing to worry about.
What do you mean by that?
Generally, when a guy and a girl can be open in a relationship, as in, he's saying, babe, you know, I have X amount of friends, whatever. He'll tell you I go wherever. He'll come back. He'll talk to you about it, whatever. You're able to be open and transparent to that person on what is happening in your life. Generally, they don't stress you out like that. You get me? There's no need for worry. Like, they have girls that tell you she never worried about her man. Because he'll tell her. Now, we don't know if he's going behind her back and doing whatever. But at the end of the day, the trust is there. The minute that trust is broken, or again, you have somebody who's going into a relationship with trust issues, then there's a problem from inception.
So, Kola, is that a problem? You have a partner? Is that a partner who asks, you can't talk to somebody, you can't watch somebody, who's that person, why you know?
I think it is, because I had friends before you. So why should I drop my friends because of your insecurities? If I have a friend, me and you dating, or me and you in a relationship, and I have friends that are there before you, right? You don't know the level of my friendship or anything, and I'm supposed to drop these people or this person that I know for so long. Why? Because you feel like I'll cheat, or you feel I shouldn't talk. For what reason? Like, what is the main reason that we ask our partners not to interact with the opposite sex?
Yeah.
It's always because they think something is going to happen. You understand? He needs to come out of that toxic relationship, because as much as she has a pretty face, it's not working. Soon enough, she'll look, she already throw cold water on him. Next, it will be hot water.
Got icy. With ice.
That's wickedness to do somebody. Yeah, no matter what it is the person has done to you. And we are not people's parents to be disciplining them like that. So she feels she needs to discipline him. For what reason?
So called love does that? Love?
Apparently, love makes people psycho. Good eggplant doing the same thing too.
Because according to what y'all tell me, you see when they behaving like that? That's when they love us, see? When they're behaving like that. But the day they get silent and they're not doing anything.
Listen.
That's true, Kola?
That's infatuation. You're infatuated with somebody. When you love, I will think of the people that you genuinely love in your life.
Yeah, I don't want to
and you do everything
bad.
That you want to protect them, to see that they are happy,
yes.
That they are doing well. Because if you love somebody, you're going to throw cold water on them? No, it's an obsession. It sounds like an obsession. It sounds like infatuation. It sounds like, you know, like, two things. Well, they say two things, but
yeah.
I mean, most of the times women go psycho like that because we know why. It's not love. If you love somebody,
Kona, these are red flags in relationships. They're like, if your partner is asking you, who's that person? You know,
not necessarily, because it could be that, you know, you've never seen the person hang out, so you never heard about them. So if you're curious by nature to be like, hey, who's that person? And you all do it too. If you all see a fella that the girl talking to out of nowhere, you never hear of that fella, you will ask the same thing.
Yeah, but isn't that a problem?
It's not a problem, because if there's no ill intention, then I don't see it as a problem. You want to know. It's up to you to be honest with your partner.
No, well, you know, who's mate? Who's that man?
Yeah, you always say that. Who's that
yeah,
man?
Yeah, who's hey, that
a friend man? Of mine that day. Okay, and then it comes.
No, that's a wrong answer. That's a wrong answer. Huh.
Is
a
it?
Friend of... yeah, yeah. But what information I have in it?
But then you ask follow-up questions. Huh? Again, it's the level at which you communicate with your person. Some people will just say, oh, a friend that day. Other people will go in depth without even having to let their partner ask them all the follow-up questions.
You should go in depth straight away.
Why not? If there is nothing to hide, there's no reason not to go in depth. if you have something to hide, you will choose, you will become defensive. And that naturally, when we are guilty or we've done anything that goes against the norm and we are confronted by it, we become defensive.
So Paula, I want to ask you, and give me an example of being defensive. So them people are listening there and they're playing like they don't know they're in it, so they can understand. What is being defensive? So who is that man there? Who is that man? Who is me?
And say that again?
So I want an example of being... Right, give me an example of being defensive. So I can't ask you, who is that man?
If you come and ask me, who's me? I tell you, oh, my friend, there.
Where you know me from? Where you know me from? You know?
From school. Why are you asking me all these questions?
Wow.
Because now you're starting to want too much information. Again, this is my opinion.
I'm starting to irritate you.
How I see.
And I see you getting irritated. Yeah.
You're picking for information, and I feel like if he's genuinely my friend, I'll be like, hey, that's a friend from school. I know him from a long time, you know.
Yeah.
You want me to introduce you or something like that? Because there should, if I'm not guilty of anything, there's no reason for me to get upset by your question.
Yeah.
And that's how I see it. So, I mean, people might feel differently against what it is that I'm saying, but that's how I see it. And I feel, again, you need to communicate and you need to be open and you need to be transparent. A lot of people are bypassing that because they feel like it's too much work, it's necessary, and put your partner to sit down and have these difficult conversations.
At what point, Paula? At what point?
At every single point, early on in the onset. If you see, listen, if you're not dating with a purpose, then you dating to mess around, so these things are not important. But if you are dating with a purpose, then you put your partner to them and you say, listen, let's have this conversation. And if you cannot have the conversation, guess what? It'll come up again. And and the more you sweep these things under the rug, the higher the dirt becomes. And eventually somebody will trip over it.
Oh, man. So what do you think he should do, Paula?
He should leave her. Leave her. I promise you, you will find another beautiful woman out there. And she might not be beautiful on the outside as the one you currently have, but you'll find somebody who's beautiful on the inside, and the outside will reflect that.
What?
A lot of people look at couples and they go, how did that girl get that nice fella? Because her soul is beautiful. You understand? And so the outside doesn't... You ever see you meet somebody and until you get to know them, your whole perspective...
I'm telling you, really, and I'll be like, boy, what is he, man, that girl have SMA really ugly, boy! No. but
you are right as
if
well. When you get to know somebody, their ugliness or their beauty comes through depending on which way they go. So he needs to just leave her. He will find somebody that can appreciate him for him. And if he is doing anything to cause trauma to people or to bring insecurities, then he needs to work on himself and not do that. Because, I mean... Again, we don't know her backstory. We only know his side of the story. It could be a thing where, you know, she was driven to that point.
But why would a girl be following you everywhere you go? And
If you give her reason.
Yes.
You understand? If you give her reason.
So, man, that innocent. I mean, that ain't no mind me there. I mean.
Innocent. Yeah, no innocent. I know you wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
We don't know if he's innocent. But for what we have presented with and his, you know, for the storyline, he seems like the innocent one. But we don't know. He could have driven the girl to insanity, you know, always giving her reason to think he up to no good, and then she crack.
Right. So, Conrad, at what point do you exit? At what point do you exit? Because you
I want anything
drama.
That costing you your peace, walk away.
Because, and we're in it every day. And Conrad, there are some people that live in like that every day, you know.
I know, because you know why? The fear of sitting alone in a room with their own self. You see, if it costed me my peace, I am out.
Out, you
understand?
Out.
I don't. Let me tell you, the people that know me know if it will cost me my peace, I'm not dealing with
it. But God, it shouldn't be just you. Everybody listening should know that you cannot be in something like that, guys.
No, you cannot. It is toxic. It is not good for your health, your mental health. It's going to start affecting other things. Look at your last letter, how the girl lose her whole job over all of that. So it starts to trickle down into different aspects of your life. Then you start snapping at people for no reason because you have all this.
And Nicola, before you leave, though, let me throw something at you. But what about the money? He's giving me good money. I'm being taken care of. You know, I have everything I need. It's just that we know we fight.
Gasa, you can let me tell you, you unless the bank, unless it's six figures you're giving me on a monthly basis, even then it's not worth it, because we've got all of these that have money and still depressed.
Yes.
So yeah, not worth it, man. Your peace of mind, sir, and just keep it moving, she's not worth it. Just move on.
Thank you very much, caller. You've been awesome. All right, let's acknowledge our sponsor. When we come back, we read the letter one more time. Just hold on there, callers, hold on there. I need to acknowledge Fruit CC Moss. Letter on RCI is made possible by Fruit CC Moss, the most tastiest drink ever.
My girl, you know what they say about Fruit CC Moss, eh?
Partner, you know what they say about Fruit CC Moss?
My girl, you know what they say about Fruit CC Moss?
Boy, that CC Moss makes me score runs, you know.
So what do the experts say about Fruit CC Moss? Apart from tasting great, Fruit CC Moss is full of natural goodness your body needs. CC Moss is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. CC Moss is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Fruit CC Moss. Unless you say something else.
Fruit CC Moss, you know what they say.
Hello? What's the time?
It's the time to win with Digicel!
Make the switch to Digicel, activate a Prime bundle, or pay your postpaid or Digicel Plus home internet bill, earn points for each transaction, and get a chance to win loads of cash, jazz tickets, trip for two on Le Express de Zeal, and the ultimate experience to St. Lucia Jazz. Tickets, accommodation, luxury transfer, and your personal photographer.
Track your points in the My Digicel app and listen for that call every Friday. It's the time to switch. Pay, activate, and win with Digicel. Better together.
Come home to Coats Ready Cash and get ready for Carnival with a loan of $3,000 or more, and you pay nothing for 60 days, plus you could be eligible for a reduced interest rate. So don't miss out. Get Carnival ready with flexible payment terms, hassle-free service, and fast approval. Now all you need is your ID, proof of address, payslip, job letter, two references. That's it. Apply now. Visit shopcoats.com. Come home to Coats Ready Cash. Be ready when you are. Conditions apply.
Everybody push something in the air.
We got the time to make you go. We got the time to make you say, yeah. We'll have to make the right choice. Island style. Whoa. We got the time that will make you happy. Island style. Oh, yeah. We make your dream come alive in Island style.
We have tiles and tin sets, pieces and ground. Everything you need is on the outside. For the best price and the latest style. Take a little drive down to Island Style Car.
We got the time to make you go. Oh. We got the time to make you say, yeah. Quality, price, service, choice. It's all an Island Style.
Visit us at our showrooms in Belarusa, Rodney Bay, on the John Crompton Highway, Cass Street, and behind Ruby's Gas Station on the Library Beaufort Highway. Or call us on 450-452 or 453 Tile. Island Style, Tile and Bath. When you think tile, think Island Style.
Position. Soca, the position. Ultimate tent, and CMMC position. Presents LOS, Love of Soca, happening May 20th. 2023 at Gaiety on Rodney Bay. First 100 people pay $20, $25 after, featuring some of St. Lucia's best artists and DJs, releasing new music, new tune, new vibe. LOS, the Bell Kool-Aid the Sun. This event is powered by Global Promoters. LOS, Love of Soca.
Girl, you know what they say about Fruitsissimos,
eh? Partner, you know what they say about Fruitsissimos?
My girl, you know what they say about
Fruitsissimos? Boy, that Simos makes me score runs, you know.
So what do the experts say about Fruitsissimos? Apart from tasting great, Fruitsissimos is full of natural goodness your body needs. Simos is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. CMOS is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Fruitsy CMOS. Unless you say something else.
Fruitsy CMOS, you know what they say.
Thank you for remaining with us. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. Can we read the Letla one more time? And we continue to take your calls. This is a big step, say a big thank you to those of you who have already called. Those of you who are listening, don't miss you. You can call us. That's your program. Call us at 452-3046. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. 452-3046. First time callers. Let's go. Thank you, Fruit CC Moss. Here's your letter. Runkin, I like the girl bad, eh? But God said the girl don't want me to talk to nobody. I cannot even look at somebody. Now she tell me it does make her feel uncomfortable. Runkin, if I walking in town with her and my eyes fall in somebody's eyes and the person smile for me, the girl does hit me. I tell her she have to calm down. I have friends and the girl just don't want me to talk to any other woman. We went in the mall to get some stuff for her. We got separated in the store because she went to look for whatever. Drunken the store is a woman's store selling hair and hair stuff and thing. A friend of mine was in the store. I didn't see her, but she saw me. Drunken when the girl meet me is endless excitement. We have been friends for a while. So when my friend saw me, she shot me. She shot me and she ran to me and she gave me a hug. Now that is how she is. When my girlfriend heard the girl call my name, Runkin, the girl watched me with one kind of attitude. So I tell my friend who shouted me, let's go outside. Because I don't know. Runkin, my girl come outside asking me endless questions. In front of the girl, but you party. Anyway. Oh, the girl there, who is that? Who's that girl? Where you know me from? Or where she know me from? Then she asked the girl, who are you? What you have with my man? And she playing like she laughing. So the girl tell her, no, we're just friends. And my friend just moved one time. My girlfriend was just out of place. She even went as far as accusing me of not having respect for her. Guess I was so embarrassed. I went in the car. As I rang in, the girl just followed me to see if I go in where I see I go in. Now, a partner call and send an amount ago. So all you know that is true. Confirmation. And if I say I have to go somewhere, she always want to come. Huh. And the biggest problem I have with that girl, Gasa, is my phone. She always have to ask who I talking to on the phone. If my phone ring, she want to answer or she want to see who calling. Now to avoid that, I just put the phone on silent. You see what y'all calls in? Rankin, I don't know what kind of money girl had before, but she tell me because of what she went through with her ex, she want to protect what we have, which is why she does behave like that. But that girl need to control herself for sure. I don't like when she start acting like a mad woman. Gasa, I don't know how she was able to unlock my phone. Bro, the girl goes through my messages and think I was sleeping. I just heard the girl screaming. So I asking her, well, what happened? Like, and the girl had my phone in her hand. And she crying. And the girl crying. Ah, she crying because she see the messages, bro. So I rushed to grab my phone. She threw the phone behind me, and it hit me in my face. So I punched her on her arm. Oh, she calling the police on me. I say, I ain't staying home because something go happen in the house. Rankin, she refused to let me leave the house. I go left, she blocking me. I go right, she blocking me. That girl have drama, you see. Rankin, she stand up in front of the door. Why? You know they have those that sitting down on your bonnet party? They have girls lying down in front of the guy.
Lucky.
I read a letter one time, but anyways, hold on, sorry. Focus, wrong. You see why you're less cause. She refused to let me leave the house. I go left, she blocking me. I go right, she blocking me. Rankin, she stand up in front of the door. Oh, she want answers. I push her. She send the TV remote behind me. Now the remote mash up. Answer, I just go because I seen his leaks. I go give that girl. I left home after 7 in the night. I go down the road. She says she bringing the police and take me. I came back home after 11. By that time, she does be sleeping. Boy, Rankin, the girl up, waiting for me. More Ruru. Which one so? Who is this person and that person? Crying, oh, she cannot trust me. Oh, I hurting her. And at that point, I tired. I just want to sleep. Rankin, I go on the bed. I cover myself. I put a pillow to cover my head because I ain't want to hear quarreling in my ears. Cause the girl threw a jug of cold water on me. The water had ice. When I jumped from the bed to go behind her, she ran by the road screaming. Could you imagine what went on there, Papa? I go back in the room. I remove the sheets on the bed. I took care of it. I see she put some clothes in her bag and a girl she working with came to pick her up. Rankin, to be honest, that girl can be the sweetest girl when she make up her mind. When she home, I don't have to do anything. And on top of that, she beautiful. Tell all the pretty ones, man. Eh? But no matter what my behavior is in the relationship, the girl cannot be behaving like that. It's just about 2 years since we're together. And she making things difficult. That girl claims she really like me, but Gasa, I just don't know. Sometimes I feel like she don't like me. And she's just pretending, Rankin. Because everything cannot be my fault. The girl insists it's me making her crazy. What I have to do, Dredd? How am I dealing with that? Or should I even remain in that? 4523046. Let's reopen the lines. 4523046 452 3046. What is your take? What is on your mind? We know you have your opinion. Do not keep it to yourself. Give us a call on Letla on RCA. Again, 4523046. You know, I know some of you are listening right now. Maybe you've had your share. You've had your share of those behaviors, that type of behavior in one of your relationship or in the relationship that you are in presently. How are you dealing with it? How are you dealing with that? You want to go? They're preventing you from leaving? You can't sleep? Good afternoon. RCI, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm good. We're good.
That's good. Okay.
Right.
There's lots of things missing from your letter. Mm-hmm. And he said something about no matter what he does in the relationship, that everything is okay. Sorry, somebody was saying something to me.
Right,
at work.
Right.
Yeah, he said something about no matter what goes on in the relationship, you know. I honestly think that this guy is putting her through a lot. It sounds that as though she's frustrated, she's had enough.
I'm going
to condone the violence. No, that's definitely wrong. She doesn't have to be that erratic when it comes to whatever is going
on. I'm telling you what he said is no matter what my behavior is in the relationship, mm-hmm. the girl cannot be behaving like that. That's
correct. Right. And I agree with that. Right. But the thing about it is that she keeps saying that he's driving her crazy. Mm-hmm. So the thing is what is he doing? I'm not saying that she's correct for behaving like that.
Right.
But what
right.
exactly is he doing to kind of like drive her insane? I mean, he's going out. He's probably staying out at night. We don't know. He didn't give us what he's doing wrong. He's just mm-hmm. talking about what she's doing.
Yeah,
but nobody's going to actually stay there and behave that way if something is not being done to trigger you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot missing from that letter. And I know the gentleman called and said that you want to wait to hear what the woman is saying. No, that behavior is wrong. If she's frustrated, and another thing is that it appears that he likes her for her beauty.
Yeah,
I'm sensing that.
I'm sensing that. You see that
beauty thing that's going on there? She looks good.
Yes.
So he's willing to accept a lot of negative things from her because, hey, he's got a good-looking woman. And that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
But, Kona, why do you remain in that? Why do you remain in these types of relationships?
Why would he or why would a woman?
Why would a woman remain in that type of relationship?
The money. The money. Money makes you do a lot of crazy things, you know. The money, the support that she's getting.
Hey.
If she's clever, she'll be putting some money aside to leave him.
Yeah. And if she tolerate that thing, you remain there until she's ready to move, or she will remain there collecting the money?
I think she's collecting money. I do. But he should get out. He really should get out. That's not healthy.
And none of these people are happy, you know?
No, and that's sad. That's really sad. He needs to get out. He needs to get away from her.
Kona, do you support going through your partner's phone to find out or to see?
No, darling. If you go through your partner's phone, whatever you find out, that's your business. You stick in that. Because you went looking. And here's the thing. When you go looking for something, you're going to find something.
Yes.
You're going to find something. So it could be an innocent text to say, hey, it was you. You look really nice today. Mm-hmm. The dress really looked good on you. And now I'm looking for something. I misinterpret that as you having an affair with somebody. So I look into your phone. That's nothing to do with me. Don't look through mine. I'll not look through yours.
Sure.
Because I know I have things on my phone I don't want you to see.
Okay. How do you handle your partner having a lot of female friends? Do you get crazy over that?
It all depends on if my partner is putting the female friends before me. We both have friends of, I have friends of the opposite sex. I can respect, he has to respect that. He has to respect my friends. I have to respect his friends. And I think if everything is about one particular person, then you can have an issue with that. If everything he says is about Jessica, well, hang on. So why is everything that you do, every time you talk about, is this one particular person?
Yes.
I'm going to question that.
Yes,
but if
yes,
you have a group
yes.
of friends and you're hanging out with your friends, that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. It's all about trust. He has to make her feel as though, that she can trust him.
And
I think maybe that's what the issue is, that there's no trust in that relationship. Maybe she doesn't feel as though she can trust him. And that's why she, you know, where are you going, who are you with, etc. What has he done to make her not trust him?
Right. And Kona, what about the baggage coming from one relationship, going to another relationship loaded?
Well, that's the thing, you see. We have to let go of the past. You can't bring your baggage into my relationship.
Yes.
I'm a different person.
Yes.
I'm a total different person. So it's a new leaf, as some people say. You turn in a new leaf. So leave that baggage. You've got to be cautious. Nothing wrong with being cautious, but you can't let the present partner pay for what the one in the past did. That's wrong.
And Kona, are these red flags? So your partner's like, who's that person?
Oh, hell what? Yes. But here's the thing. But if you go out, I mean, somebody called and said about leaving, you know, you sat on the side and let the person talk.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. We're going out. You're my guy. Hey, I was my man. And we're out, etc.
Yeah.
And you see your friend, etc. Ain't no way for me to step aside. You're supposed to say, hey, you know, hey, this is my girl.
You're not going to stand aside and wait at this? Give me some time?
But we're together.
Oh.
Well, we're together. If we're out together, what part of you stand aside and let me talk? No, honey. I am right next to you. Say, hey, this is my girlfriend, you know, and I stand next to you and you talk and we all engage in the conversation.
What? Call, I have to introduce you to?
Hell yes.
Mm-mm.
Hell yes, you do. Of course, I'm your sugar pie. You got to introduce me to your friends, all your girlfriends.
Or if not, you'll introduce yourself?
Oh, hell yes.
Why?
Oh, hell yes.
Why,
I'm so-and-so's girlfriend, you know. Yeah, I would. I'm Iowa's girlfriend. And who are you again? Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, he spoke about you. Yeah,
so
yeah, you guys went to school together.
So
whatever.
Wait. So you're going to engage her and ask her, who are you?
If he doesn't introduce me, yes, I would.
Well, that's not nice.
Okay, Iowa. We know how controversial you are.
No.
So we're dating. Iowa, we're dating. We're an item, okay?
Right.
And we head out. And I see a friend of mine. I see C4. C4 is my friend. Hey, C4. I say, let me go and say hi to my friend over there. So I leave you.
Mm-hmm.
I go and say hi to C4. Hey, C4. You understand? You do the kissy thing, etc. And we stand up there, we talk. And you on the other side. And you're just watching me and this guy laughing, having a good time. that's okay with you?
Oh, that's good.
Oh, well, then, there you go. There you go.
What? Because you...
Super Saiyan.
Because I reach it by you in no time, you know.
But exactly. So the same thing for me.
You have to explain. You have to tell me who is that money and why. Why you end up kissing him and mom, 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 you see? I'm being
see,
real.
My friend.
Yeah, I know. So you have to explain at that point.
But exactly same thing with me as your woman. So you have to, the three of us are going to have a conversation. You see your friend, we go together and greet your friend. The same way if I'm with you, C4, hey, come meet Iowa. Iowa, this is my friend C4. We went to school together, blah, 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 etc. And you continue and you talk together. And then C4 goes off and we continue with our little walk around the place.
And okay. That takes care of things.
There you go. And no issues there.
No issues.
Because it's trust.
Thank you very much, caller. You're awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank
have a good afternoon. Yes. And I'm a first-time caller. I didn't get that shout-out.
Thank you, first-time caller. Yeah. All right. Yeah, man. I like the sound of that. I like the sound of, you know, hey, you know, we all get involved in the conversation. We get involved. So there are no hiding anything. So we all there. We talk. And that's another thing.
Yeah, and that's the right thing to do.
Yeah. And then
that is the right thing to
do. Now, if you're like me, you're observing people's behavior, you know, you're watching. Because there are some people that know what's going on. There's some people that know how to play the game. Let's be real. That's left ladder there. You know? There are some people, boy, yeah, boy. How you mean? Hey, what? Game on, C4. And listeners, game on. Good afternoon, you're on the air. Letla on RCI.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Hey. First time caller.
Thank you for calling first time.
But before I even give my contribution, I promised my hubby that I would give him a little shout out when
Tell
I call.
Shout him out.
So shout out to my hubby. He know.
All right. How about big up your own self, Papa?
Big up yourself.
Right.
Anyways, I just wanted to say that is definitely a toxic relationship, and they both need to go their own way. First and foremost, she should not be snooping in his phone. Understanding, yes, there are probably some reasons that would warrant it, or she may have her doubts and insecurities. But the moment that you start getting physical, that means you need to go.
The moment who starts getting physical?
The two of them, because he said that when she threw the phone, he hit her, then she wanted to call police, all sorts of things. So it started getting to a point where physical things would start, and that's a level that you don't want to get involved in.
But why do people remain in that corner? That's the question. That's the million-dollar question. Yeah. We stay there. We stay. And we fight. And we keep
I'm not doing that. I'm telling you straight. I personally not doing, doing that. Yeah. You will hit me once in your life if you live to tell the story.
Right.
Yeah.
No. But caller, that should be the attitude. You can't.
No.
Don't tolerate that.
Exactly.
Don't tolerate that. Caller,
exactly.
And you know what we've
Let
heard?
Me take that back. I will go. I will not stay in a situation.
And
like
caller, you
that.
Know what happened? You have people telling you, but me say, and that's real, eh? If you hit me, I find like you don't love me.
Show me you love me in other ways. Make me breakfast. Hug me up. Kiss me up at night.
Right.
Don't come and put your hands on me.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, there's also a part about the controllingness in that. That's very important.
Well, Carla, before you go further, we want to talk about controlling. What do you mean by getting physical, when it gets physical?
From the time you want to raise your hand, the arguments get to a point where we stop talking or we stop communicating about our problems, and then you start wanting to push me when I read something. So, for instance, if, let's say, your phone is ringing at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm expecting this is an emergency. And if you don't answer the call, then I want to understand, what are you hiding, right? So, for instance, if I ask you a question, I'm like, hey, your phone is ringing, maybe it's an emergency, answer the call, and you don't want to answer it. And I'm asking a question, you start getting physical, and you want to push me off and all of that because I'm asking that. You're either hiding something or you're waiting to
what
get
you
physical.
To
I'm gone.
Well, I was liking your contribution until you say you want to know who calling at 1 o'clock
at
in the morning.
At 1 o'clock in the morning, we're in bed.
You're wrong for that.
No. If you're not answering the call, I want to understand
but at
1 why.
1 o'clock in the morning, you want me to answer the phone when I'm
so
sleeping.
So what if it's an emergency? What if it's a family member calling you? So why aren't you concerned that it's an emergency?
Really so call it an emergency, Daddy. So caller is a family member that's calling?
We don't know, but that's I want you to check. Now, if you cannot tell me...
Why are you sounding like you already know who calling?
But that's the thing. If the phone ring at 1 o'clock in the morning, I know who calling. I know who calling because I'm expecting it's an emergency. It's a family member. Something's wrong. Something's happening.
So
a boy, one of your boys checking you. Probably something happened to them. They need a ride, something like that.
Right.
If you purposely say you're not answering that call and you cannot answer... Why? Like, for instance, if it's one of your best friends calling you or your partner's calling you and you don't want to answer the call or you just say, my partner that day, that's a different thing. But if you want, you hesitant to answer and tell me, okay, well, I don't know who that is or act like, you know, you can tell body language shows a lot.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying if your phone ringing at 1 o'clock in the morning, we in bed sleeping and then you get antsy. I will start wondering why.
But why, caller? You don't have to do that.
So just let me ask you, you're in bed with your woman and her phone ring at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Move
you're
it,
good.
Move it. Let me tell you.
Well, not me, eh? Not me. Not me.
So you want to know who's calling? You need to answer that.
I don't want to know who is calling throughout the day. I'm talking about the weird hours.
That's strange, yeah?
Exactly. That is weird.
Yeah.
To me, that should be an emergency call. So why you don't want to take it?
I don't have an answer for that.
Exactly. But you see, at that point, if you want to start pushing me out of bed and hitting me up because of that, that's the physical I was talking about.
Right,
when we
kind of
communicate and you cannot say to me, you know what, Tom now is calling me, I'll deal with that another time. You know, you can tell the body language when something's up. And women have an instinct.
Why?
They can tell when something's going on.
Yes.
Most times, we'll pretend, we'll fight, we'll play, we'll say, no, that's not going, but we know deep down, something up.
And that's
we're not stupid.
Yeah. Now, you were talking about controlling, being controlling, Cora. Let's go there.
Yes, I was saying that, you know, the idea that you want to go everywhere with him, where you going, who you going with, the you lying about where you are, that's definitely a toxic relationship. You have to have a level of trust in your partner that, if your partner says, hey, I'm going out with my partners or my friends, that he will respect your relationship and he can go and do his business and come back and he will respect it.
Mm-hmm.
So from that time, you feel like you have to be hovering over him. You want to know when, what time he's coming back, who are you going with, what you want to smell him when he come back and smell him when he go. All of that? Mm-mm. You need to go. It's toxic.
And why can't they go? Why is it so difficult?
Something holding them. I don't know what it is.
Money.
But it's peace of mind for me. At the end of the day, no matter what it is, I don't care how much money you have, how good looking you are, how good you are in bed. No matter what it is, peace of mind is the most important thing for me. When I lay my head down and I close my eyes, I want to wake up and feel good. I don't want to be thinking about what you're doing, what you're bringing home to me. No, I don't want to die. I will go toxic. I'm out.
But, Connor, you can't get away from it that being in a relationship with somebody that you really love and appreciate, you have deep feelings for, you know, there will have some hurt.
There will be hurt. But at the end of the day, you need to understand the person that you are with and the level of sincerity that person has. So at the end of the day, you're telling me you've hurt me, but I can tell that you are genuinely sorry and you are making efforts to change and to do better. I can understand and I can forgive and get past
so
it.
How will you know? How will you know?
Your behavior has a lot to do with it. So at the end of the... Okay, let's see. Something happens. Something blows up in our relationship. And then after that, you become very secretive. I find out whatnot. I'm expecting after that, you're a little more transparent about what's going on in your life.
But they say, oh, let's get quiet, caller. So what are you saying? So we're supposed to be expecting that same... response.
But you tell me, sometimes things happen in relationships. And we cannot just get up and go. The same thing for both parties.
Yes.
At the end of the day, if you love and care about someone, sometimes you work through things that you would not necessarily want to. But you have to gauge whether that person is sincere about being sorry for hurting you or whether they're just playing games.
Because
if it's games they're playing, then why would you want to stay if it's a cycle? I'm not going to stay with you for that, for you to repeatedly hurt me every weekend I cry by my best friend.
But you see, that's the thing, they're doing it. They're staying, they're crying.
Exactly.
And they're hoping that things go get better. And they're seeing, why you cry last week, okay, this week you are crying. Next week, more better. You're crying.
Exactly.
All of next week.
That's
not
making sense. You have too many people in this world for you to stick there and just keep getting hurt by someone. What is that person doing for you so much so that you cannot pick up yourself and rebuild yourself? A lot of people talk about the loneliness. They don't want to be lonely and whatnot. Sometimes loneliness is the happiest time for you. Instead of staying in a relationship where the person beating you up every night, or, you know, emotionally abusive towards you, not supportive of your dreams. Sometimes it's better like that. Thankfully, I don't have to say that for me.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
I'm happy.
I good.
I know. Thank you.
I'm real happy.
Yeah. I mean, we're explaining to the listeners exactly what we expect them to do. If you're in a toxic relationship, you're in a relationship where somebody's going through your phone. Somebody constantly calling you every day.
Now, it's not just the going through your phone. It's the constant. Because, you know, sometimes, okay, a woman might, she might, you know, make a mistake.
A mistake by going through the phone?
Let's say something happened. Maybe she was not going through your phone, right? Maybe she was going to do something and she happened to see something, right? Let's just see. If it's a one-off time, you know...
Hour.
But at the end of the day, what you have hiding.
Hour.
The same way I feel like I can give my partner my phone without password, everything, and he can go through it 24/7 and I'm good, you know. I have no problem with that because I know that I respect my relationship. I know that.
Yes.
I'm not saying that the relationship has to be a case where we have each other's passwords, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying that if I have to give my person my password, I don't have a worry.
Yeah, man.
I can leave the house. I have given my partner my phone for him to go and do something, and he has access to it, and I don't even have the phone. I'm okay with that.
Call the phone ring.
Well, you goodie?
Call the phone ring. Wait a minute.
Hey, you goodie?
Call all your secrets.
Because I don't... At the end of the day, a caller said something. No, I don't have any extra. A caller said something. You have to date with a purpose at the end of the day. Right? And if you're not dating with a purpose, you're playing games. And I'm dating with a purpose.
I don't understand what you mean by dating with a purpose. What do you mean?
You focus. You are focused. You're not about the game. At the end of the day, you focus on that person. And if you all decide to...
But I dating, you see. If you dating, you focus on one person. But that told me that I already seen.
Well, what the person was saying was talking about more in a relationship than like casual dating.
Okay. I understand. But at no point we should be tolerating them kind of things in relationships. You're fighting. You want to go out, you move, so she goes, so you move, so she goes, so she stand up in front of the door,
exactly.
She block the door. You know, as you know, let her one time, one lie down in front of the car. And the man want to drive off, and she lie down in front of the car. Bye.
That's too much.
Yeah,
that
man.
Is way too much.
Nah,
you have you. There comes a point where you have to say, "Yeah, this is it.
Enough is enough.
This is it." You know, don't get me wrong. In relationships and long-term relationships, y'all will disagree. Y'all will have arguments. Sometimes it'll get rowdy. Sometimes y'all will get upset and shout. But it's important that y'all are able to communicate and calm down after, and to have civil discussions about whatever transpired.
Well, let me tell you, even more importantly is respect your partner.
Thank you.
Respect. That is a big thing in a relationship, you know.
Exactly.
If you respect your partner, one of the things we're doing, another thing, you have to be committed to making a relationship work, you know. Yeah. That people, when things get rocky, next side.
They're not ready
commitment,
yet.
Papa. You, be
you
committed.
See, they're not dating with a purpose when they do that.
Sure.
The next sign.
Next sign. Well, thank you very much. Dude. You've been awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you, first time caller. That's a really good first time caller. That's a very good first time caller. Tell anyone. You know, see, for anything you want to say, we're taking any more calls. Huh?
Why? You know.
And drama, toxic. We're fighting.
I find a lot of us men make a lot of mistakes, you know, in our relationships where we are friends and, you know, we have trust issues. I mean, boy, like for instance, what happened in the letter there, you met your friend at the supermarket, you know, your woman having cigarettes, you introduce your friend to your woman, bro. You going outside. Why would you go outside? That's not the smartest thing to do.
It's an idiot.
Yeah, shitty doing.
Yeah. You can go outside and you get it. And you get in his store.
Introduce your friend to your person. You know, you diffuse the situation right there. Respect. So right now that you build a sense of trust in the relationship.
Nice.
But when you go outside, what do you expect the man to think?
They come and look for him. They don't look for you.
They'll come and look for you. You know, you're lucky the shit didn't embarrass you outside.
You gonna look for me, boy?
You know?
Yeah, but you know that these things should not happen in relationships.
Yeah.
You still have the tournament that you're fighting. That's what I said in my listeners one time. I was in Rodney Bay, there was an activity, there was this place at the time, they closed now. And as soon as I reached, I got to the venue.
Uh-huh.
A young couple, the man slap up the girl, pop, 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 slap.
Ow, pop.
Ow, am I telling you what I saw?
I have it.
When he finished slap her and thing, you know, she hugging me. I kid you not. But I was about to go and get, I was about to say, yeah, yeah, yeah. But when I see she hugging, I say, what?
Oh, we're on that, boy.
Yeah, I say, see. So I left that alone and thing. But she got slapped. Papa. I say, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
I saw that live.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Either she was scared, you know.
It could be.
Something. And they hugged me, see. See, cheese and bread, boy.
All right, let me hear what the listeners say there quickly. It's a few minutes. To read your messages. But being happy doesn't mean that you have it all. It simply means you are thankful for all you have. Runkin, good afternoon to you. Why do men and women behave that way? SMH. Some of us have friends for life. Friends who are like family. Boy, so why you want to behave stupid? We have to respect people's privacy. Someone may say something to you in confidence. You don't always want the person's spouse to... That is important. That is important.
Is that what?
Let me read that. We have to respect people's privacy. Someone may say something to you in confidence. You do not always want the person's spouse to know what you all discuss. It is not always about secrecy, but people's privacy. Mm. Boom! Let me make you again. So you'll understand. We have to respect people's privacy. Someone may say something to you in confidence. You don't always want the person's spouse to know what you all discuss. It's not always about secrecy. And no secret. But people's privacy. Yeah. Have a letter there. Let me read a letter. Have a whole letter there. That letter for a female who has trust issues. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
She has been hurt in the past and has not healed from it. And that's what happens most times when they exit a toxic relationship and don't take time to work on themselves and heal. And the mere fact that someone, or sometimes the men exhibit traits that are too good to be true, the women get in their own heads and think the man is playing games. So she does what she thinks will help with her insecurities. And you can't blame them. But it is sad reality. It is a sad reality that both men and women exhibit these same traits of being toxic and doubting everything said, no matter if it is the absolute truth their partner will always seem. Oh, no matter if it's the absolute truth, their partner will always seem like a liar or not trustworthy as a result of past trauma. And the fact that they are carrying their hurt into this new relationship and projecting the insecurities on the man. She needs to grow in maturity and work on herself. And the man needs to be wary of women with these impulsive personalities. The prettiest packages, all wrapped up nicely with glitter and dripping with good looks, people, are sometimes the most toxic. The old adage, belle flesh salade, eh? Belle salade is exactly that. He too needs to work on himself so he could have better judgment on choosing a partner. I agree.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Iowa. I sleep in one day. My girl wake me up and ask me why that girl messaging me. So I take my indiscreetness and tell her, how is me your skin? Ask her.
Big up you.
Another. Look, the boodoo do me. The boodoo do means, you know, my girl tell me she do that already. My girl done call the next girl. All sleep move from my eye. A rugged woman is a narcissist, and that behavior will never change. This relationship is toxic. They need to move on separately, and she needs counseling. Life is too short to deal with this, guys. No trust, no peace. Let me tell you, I know how people are going through them kind of. Once you see them kind of, I can't take that. Ah,
out of
there. Move them. Once you come on a quarrel, and how am you mad? Why? What kind of. Now and then. When a relationship is at its budding stages, it should also be the interviewing stage as well. The question should not only be of sexual and sensual nature, but about morals, values, and standards that are common and easily agreeable. Now, this will give a general synopsis of how and what is generally accepted between both parties. If you don't want to pose these questions in direct relation to the person, you can ask them what's their views about, example, domestic violence, about money, about infidelity, etc. That way you will have a really good idea as to whether it is something you want to explore further or not. We do not spend enough time on deep discussions and assessment. If we did, it would save us a lot of grief. I agree. If things slip through the cracks when adverse events occur, we can also therefore make immediate decisions to nip them in the bud and move forward. It's just a better route to saving time. Adults and self-control should be best friends. Tell you. Boy Runkin. That lady, they have a lot of insecurities. I blame him for not setting boundaries. Now it's too late to correct that embarrassing and disrespectful behavior. This is a toxic relationship for sure. And he should just let go. Who knows, one day she could hurt. Or worse yet. Wow. Partner, you need some Oakleys or Ray-Bans. So your eyes ego fall in nobody eyes. You lucky she had juke your eyes yet, bruh. Run, brother. Run. And this one reads, insecurities often stem from a traumatic event or a loss. Clearly, this lady has not healed from the past. Hence, her insecurities are popping up. Letter writer, remember, peace of mind is a vibe. Do what is best for you. And if in any way you are contributing to this, fix it. Toxic relationship, bro. One has to walk away. Just say, that's it. Move on. And in a relationship, they hitting you. You can she will verbal abuse. You dare, you taking all that love. You love me. Tomorrow, you'll go next day. You're so and so. You in love. Well, let me just give you the news, eh? I tell you already. The relationship over a long time, you know. Long time. You'll just say part ways yet. Guys, I don't understand why men putting themselves in this situation. A peace of mind is so much better than people like them. Because Moi-même, men, we need to do much better than that. Chups, because the girl have another man. Check her phone.
Oh, yeah.
Ranky dog, you'll have another man, boy. Check her phone, and I bet you her message is much worse than the man own Ranky. Party diet, true. Make sure you have called the friend the same way the friend called him. Use the reverse psychology on her. Why? That is why my phone on the floor, on a towel, just in case it vibrates, no ring, no sound, Ranky.
Well, they get to know that there. You put that there. You put that out there.
Yeah, fellas. There's a difference between silent and vibrate. Vibrate making a noise. Silent, you ain't nothing. Silent, they have nothing. All right? So fix that. Let me just give you all a tip there. Vibrate have a noise. That is vibrate. The whole dresser should... The dresser going crazy. Is that the floor? So he 1 o'clock in the morning, eh? He call us, say, well, you don't answer your phone, huh? But your girl, so what happened? You don't answer the phone. Move it up! Hey, fellas, that is where it started. 1 o'clock in the morning, the phone and vibrate. You playing like you know the phone not supposed to make any noise. Oh boy. So she hand the phone. She tell her, eh. So what happened? You're not answering the phone. What's your response at that time, buddy? But you can't say no. Ah, I see. My relationship. This one says, what kind of relationship is that around, kid? The man sounds like he's in jail. Mwemem. No one says, Ronkin, tell a man, my G, you're not good there. That relationship not healthy. No, it's not. All right, people, that's all the time we have. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. And thank you, listeners. Thank you to all those of you who called. We appreciate you, first-time callers. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Hugs. You know, those of you who normally call, irregulars, thank you. Those of you, you're not listening. And you're like calling, we love you. Those of you in traffic, locked on. Ay, ay, ay. Let line in traffic. They're not like driving in traffic and listening to Let Line. No. You must try it. Try it. You're in traffic and you're listening to Let Line. Boy, in no time. Traffic hot, eh? But in no time, you're reaching your destination. Folks, thank you. Hey, Marine, thank you again. Thank you, C4. And a big thank you to Fruit CC Moss, the most delicious drink ever. Try it.